All right, so welcome to the next episode of I Couldn't Have Said It Better Myself, where I find myself saying that at the end of every episode, not exactly out loud, but to myself. But anyway, as I've said before, I do a number of topics that I cover, and some I won't cover every day, some I'll cover some days, whatever, but I'll try to touch on a few little things here and there. One of the things I want to talk about, I was just kind of reminded about it before I turned this on. So I'm a sports fan, of course, and I'm a baseball fan as well. I'm a Red Sox fan in the American League and Braves fan in the, National League, and Braves fan the longest probably because their farm team used to be in my hometown, the AAA squad before they moved it. And I could have been bitter about it and not liked Atlanta after that because there was no reason for them to move. We had a perfectly good sized AAA team and, you know, I thought decent attendance. Probably just needed a little better job marketing to reach a younger audience. A younger generation, obviously, you know, parents are going to bring their little ones to the game. So not that kind of a young generation, but I'm talking about like teens and, you know, college students and things like that. Cause it was near a couple college campuses, you know, within driving distance of a lot of different areas. So there was really no reason for them to just do a better job marketing the team to draw better crowds. Atlanta's got such a big market, they can afford to do that and probably draw some good crowds, but and, you know, it kind of took a lot of people away from the Richmond market. I guess some people were able to travel, but I don't know. Anyway, that's going against my point, though, but my main thing is, again, I mentioned I was a Boston Red Sox fan, and I've got a somewhat of a tie with Jackie Bradley Jr., who's now formerly of the Boston Red Sox. And they did not re-sign him. He ended up being picked up by the Milwaukee Brewers. And I was following the Red Sox anyway because I'm so anti-Yankees. And the Orioles were just horrible for a long time. For a long time. Anyway, so I started picking up watching the Red Sox as they had a lot of good players on the team that I liked. And I was like, all right, I'll follow them. It's, you know, they're against the nothing, they're against the Yankees. Can't stand them. So I'll root for the Red Sox. And then, you know, Jackie Bradley Jr. ends up going there. And like I said, I got a tiny personal connection with him. Don't know him personally. I've met him once. But I know different people that know him anyway. He's been with him a long time. It feels like a long time. And like I said, they didn't let him go. They just didn't re-sign him and Milwaukee picked him up. I don't think I'm going to root for Milwaukee. I've never been able to root for a whole lot of other teams other than those two. Unless it's any team playing the Yankees, but mostly the Red Sox. I'm still obviously going to root for him. I think Boston's shooting itself in the foot, by letting him go. The bat wasn't as consistent as they would have liked it to be, probably is the reason. I mean, everybody can always use some improvement. Let's put it that way. Because that's true. Everybody can always use some improvement when it comes to batting. You don't want to shy away from any help that you can get. I thought he did pretty consistent, you know, to a point. He's got a lot of speed as far as a defender in center field. He's one of the best ones out there, if not the best, in my opinion. And that's not bias. That's just from watching him play and his athleticism and his ability to just manage center field. You have to, read different players and know where to go. If they like it deep, if they pop it up, if they hit it shallow, you got to be able to read the hitters and play them. And I thought he did a good job of playing them when he was at Boston. So they're losing a big defender out in center field. So to me, this is them shooting themselves in the foot, because sometimes baseball is not all about offense. Offense does get you runs, but also defense keeps you from allowing runs. So when you have pitchers that allow long balls hitters that are hitting for average, where he's got a good arm too. That's the other thing too. He's got a good arm from center field. So that's my thought on that. I wish him the best in Milwaukee. I hope he has a good career there. I'm not gonna hate the team or whatever, because I like Atlanta the most in the National League, but I'll be happy if they win, obviously, because it looks good on his career if he does well, and also his team does well too. So he did well, and his team did well in Boston when he was there. I think he went at least once to the World Series, if not to several AFC championships, or AFC, American League championships. Anyway, so again, this guy, I talked last time about Alex Smith and the Redskins and them not re-signing him, and kind of bittersweet about that. This time I'm definitely bitter about them Boston not re-signing Jackie Bradley Jr. So I was looking forward to at some point getting up to Boston. I've never been there before, but getting up to Boston and seeing him play at Fenway. So I will miss that opportunity. Unless the Red Sox come to the Brewers, Red Sox, unless the Brewers come to Boston to play, and I catch one of those games. Anyway, I guess I could see him technically playing at Fenway Park. But moving on, not a whole lot of other things to talk about a whole lot. The NBA All-Star Game was last night. I've never been. I'll watch regular season basketball games. I've never been less excited about the All-Stars. I will be more excited once LeBron James is gone. Once that ego gets off the court, then I will enjoy the NBA All-Star Game probably a little bit more than I do now, which I don't really that much. I grew up watching it when it was Jordan, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Reggie Miller, Charles Barkley, Karl Malone, John Stockton. Those were really good, seriously competitive All-Star games. And these guys right now just kind of ruin it, especially LeBron James. I just tire of his attitude. I tire of his me first attitude. He gets paid millions of dollars by the Lakers. He gets paid millions upon millions for his sponsorships and whatever else he's got going on. And he still complains. And I'm like, you know what? No one's going to be able to make you happy, no matter how much money you make. I mean, just golly day, get a grip on life, dude. Anyway, and you just never heard a whole lot of guys from back in the day complain. Of course, they didn't make nearly as much as these guys are making in their salaries. I mean, they made sponsorships, I'm sure, but and that's beside the point, though. That's not his career. That's because of their career, but. But anyway, maybe they did say these kinds of things, and maybe it just wasn't a whole lot of social media coverage on it because there wasn't a whole lot of social media back then. It wasn't hardly any at all, until what, 2000s, whatever. I don't know. Anyway, it wasn't as widespread. I mean, things go out the second it goes out, it gets shared, and it's all over the world by 5 minutes later if it's a national newsworthy news. The next thing I want to mention is this thing with, I always get upset about giving these people the attention. I'm giving this attention because I want to bring attention to it. There's this big interview with Meghan Markle and Prince Harry with Oprah Winfrey. First of all, I'm probably not going to watch the interview. I'm 150% sure of that because I can't stand Oprah Winfrey. She's so egotistical herself, talking about big egos. She loves to hear herself ask questions. Every question is a big question, and to her. And then the whole thing with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. I don't know the whole story. I don't really want to know the whole story. Yeah, again, wealthy people complaining, you know, and it's just, I get tired of it. I really don't care about it. And I don't think we should, as people, be concerned about celebrities. The royal family is not the monarchy anymore. They are just the royal family. That's what they are. It's for fame and notoriety. That's it. They hold no bearing on the governmental procedures of the country of England. So anyway, it's all ceremonial, you know, holier than thou stuff. So it's just a waste of time for me. And I think people need to back off of it and just show that they don't even care about it, because I you know, like I said, I don't, I'm really bringing attention to it because they're bringing attention to themselves, and I don't even. And then I see people posting, you know, concern about it or whatever on the. But the, you know, I can't wait for the interview. I'm like, I can for it to be over. I mean, Oprah's always trying to make herself relevant, and she's, I think she's past that point. She's so into herself, and you can tell, when people are so conceited. That it just ruins the whole thing. Which is, like I said, going back to the All-Star game for the NBA. LeBron James is so into himself. He's so conceited. It just ruins the whole thing. It makes everything about himself. No one wants to see that. No one wants to see that. It's too much drama. Anyway, so there's that. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I wanted to touch on. Golly dang, I can't think of anything. There's not a whole lot much more going into politics than I've said before. Biden's mumbling and fumbling and still over his speeches, somehow still considered coherent. I don't know how, but anyway, I consider myself a conservative. And I know that there are conservatives who did not vote for Trump because they didn't like him. And so they voted for Biden instead because they thought he was better experienced. I'm going to say this. Biden was a politician for 49 years and did nothing. Trump was a president for 4 years, despite being, with an asterisk in my opinion, impeached twice by the House of Representatives, Democrat-controlled House of Representatives. Shot down by the Senate. He still managed to get a lot done, which is being undone right now, and right in front of our faces in fast motion by Biden and his socialist cronies. And like I said again, I don't know why I did it before. I called them Democrats. They're not Democrats. They're socialists. They're narcissistic socialists. AOC, she was broke when she was running for Congress. Now her net worth is over $1 million. How is that possible? How is she governing for the people when her net worth is zoomed over $1 million? I don't understand that. I don't get that. So there you go. She's fallen in line with the other ones. Not governing for the people, governing for herself. She's the one pushing all this socialist crap. You know, along with some other people as well. The spending package that's getting ready to come up has got more pork in it, more useless stuff in it than it is for the actual COVID stimulus stuff. And that's a shame. And it's right in front of people's eyes. I hope conservatives that voted for Biden because they didn't like Trump are happy with what they got, because I want us to be able to say, I told you so. And I want to be able to shake my finger in their faces and say, you're such an idiot for doing what you were doing and trying to avoid someone. Again, I'm looking at Trump, and aside from mean tweets, that people get offended at. And I'm gonna give some credibility to that, because there were some times as a conservative I wish he had dialed it back a little bit and not said some things that he said in tweets. That being said, what he did, pen to paper, did so much for our country. There was no Russia hoax. There's more evidence of voter fraud than there is for a Russia hoax. Because there was no evidence for a Russia hoax. It was all he said, she said stuff. It was all, I think I heard someone say, oh, well, he seemed to say this. Oh, I don't really know if he said this. I really wasn't there when I said that he said this. All hearsay. And every piece of evidence that's come into contact with the Senate, with the House and with the Senate, they have said, with the Mueller report and all that kind of stuff, there's nothing credible to impeach him on. Yet there's thousands upon thousands of affidavits of people witnessing voter fraud in this presidential election. And the stupid liberals are turning a blind eye to it. And I'm saying stupid liberals because that's what they are. People that are voting for these socialists are believing everything the media says to them. The media should not be, listen, the media should be a centrist group. It should be down the middle, telling a story that's valid. You don't tell editorials. You tell stories. You don't tell your opinion. You tell a story. When you have the facts, you tell the story. The court cases that have to be tried, the person, whether it's crystal clear, the person is innocent before proven guilty. So it has to go in front of a court before they are officially proven guilty. And so why are we allowing the media to blister the newspapers and social media with their journalistic points of proving something to be true that's not really true? And I say proving something because they're not really proving anything. Let me backtrack that statement there. Of calling something true that's not, when they have no proof, no evidence, nothing, none of the evidence has been, you know, these cases, some of them, the evidence, none of all of that has been brought forward. And so instead of just saying, hey, look, this guy's getting ready to go to trial because he's been accused of doing this. The trial is in 2 months. We'll let you know what the results are. That would be fair to me. That would be fair and balanced. That would be saying, okay. Or saying, well, the Democrats in the Senate want to impeach President Trump. We don't know why exactly. We don't know all the allegations. We don't know all the evidence that they have. Or not evidence, but we don't know all the proof that they have, if there is any at all. But that will all be presented in the House impeachment trial, or whatever it is, And then we'll let you know. We'll air it so you can see it. And if you don't see it, if you miss it, then we'll let you know what the evidence they brought up and if it's credible or not, if it was deemed credible or not. That is news reporting. It's all done at an angle. Whether I mean, there's no arguing against my point on that. It's all done at an angle. You can't say it any differently. You can't argue any differently. You can try, but it won't be right because everybody has their own opinion and they talk about it. Excuse me, I'm starting my car, so if you hear the engine going. They talk about it all the time. When they hear sound effects, they talk about it all the time, as if it's fact, and it's not. So anyway, I want people to be careful about what they watch in the news. Careful about what opinions they form based on what they watch, because when they're watching something, they're watching someone's editorial point of view. They're not watching someone reporting a story. That's not what it is anymore. They're just visual op-ed pieces. It's all that they are. So there's no one reporting facts anymore. They're reporting their own versions of it. And it's the new cable news producers that are causing this.
because they're the ones putting their own agenda out there saying, hey, I only want you to talk about this. And of course, a lot of the journalists are liberal as well. And they say, okay, I've got no problem with that. Let's push this propaganda, because that's exactly what it is. Anyway, peace out till later.